World History. Patterns of Interaction. Chapter 11, Section 1. The Byzantine Empire. Before you read. In the last chapter, you read about the Muslim world. In this section, you will learn about the Byzantine Empire. A New Rome in a New Setting. How did the Roman Empire change? In the AD 300s, the Emperor Constantine moved the capital of the Roman Empire to the east. He was worried about the growing power of German tribes. He thought that he could better meet that threat in the east. He built a great new capital city, Constantinople. It was on the site of the old port city of Byzantium. Constantinople became the center of the empire. Power moved eastward. The Roman Empire was officially divided in 395. The western area was overrun by German tribes. It did not exist after 476. However, the Byzantine, or eastern part, remained strong. It lasted for hundreds of years. In 527, Justinian became the Byzantine emperor. He sent an army to try to regain control of Italy. He hoped to restore the Roman Empire once again. By about 550, Justinian ruled over almost all of the territory of the old Roman Empire. Question 1. Who was Justinian? Life in the New Rome. What changes did Justinian bring? Justinian directed legal experts to create a complete code of laws based on the laws of ancient Rome. This body of civil law, the Justinian Code, served the empire for 900 years. Justinian also worked at making Constantinople a strong but also a beautiful capital. He built high, sturdy walls to protect the city from attack. He constructed a huge palace, public baths, courts, schools, hospitals, and many churches. The main street of the city was lined with shops and open-air markets. People bought and sold goods from Asia, Africa, and Europe there. In 532, riots broke out against the emperor. Justinian's troops maintained control of the city, killing thousands of rioters. A church called Hagia Sophia, Holy Wisdom in Greek, had been destroyed by the mobs. Justinian rebuilt it to become the most beautiful church in the Christian world. Question 2. How did Justinian make Constantinople a strong and beautiful capital? The empire falls. What weakened the empire? The Byzantine Empire faced many dangers. A terrible disease broke out in 542. It was probably caused by rats. The illness killed thousands of people and returned every 8 to 12 years until about 700. This weakened the empire. Also, the empire was forced to confront many enemies over the centuries. German tribes, the Sassanid Persians, and Muslim armies all tried to gain control of Byzantine land. Constantinople remained safe during this time, despite many attacks. Eventually, though, the empire shrank. By 1350, the empire included only the capital city and lands in the Balkans, part of southeastern Europe. Question 3. What were the two biggest problems the empire faced? The church divides. Why did the church divide? Although it was based on the Roman Empire, the Byzantine Empire had developed a culture of its own. People in the Byzantine Empire spoke Greek, not Latin. They belonged to the Eastern Orthodox Church, not the Catholic Church. The Eastern Church was led by the Patriarch, the leading bishop. However, Even the patriarch had to obey the emperor. The feeling of separateness from Rome grew worse when one emperor banned the use of icons. Icons are religious images used by Eastern Christians to aid their devotions. The emperor thought this was like idol worship. Iconoclasts, or icon breakers, went into churches destroying images. This caused the people to riot and the clergy to rebel. The Pope became involved. He supported the use of icons. One pope even ordered the excommunication of a Byzantine emperor. That means that the pope said the emperor could no longer be a member of the church. Slowly, the Eastern and Roman churches grew further apart. In 1054, the schism, or split, became permanent. Some missionaries traveled from the Byzantine Empire to the north. Two missionaries, St. Methodius and St. Cyril, met the Slavic peoples who lived in Russia. They developed an alphabet for the Slavic languages. Many Slavic languages, including Russian, are now written in what is called the Cyrillic alphabet. Question 4. What are two differences between the Eastern and Roman churches?